Russia, Moscow, the center of attention for the football world this morning as the World Cup draw took place. We appreciate the fact that I think it's 25 to 1 in the morning there. Victor Montagliani, the president of CONCACAF, joins us. Victor, thank you. Oh.
Hey, Ferry, how are you?
I'm excellent. I was going to say, it sounds like you're sleeping, but you might be at the Putin after party.
No, I'm not at the Putin after party. I'm just having a late dinner with some friends.
Listen, what is it like, the atmosphere, the build-up to a day like this to be there?
Well, listen, I've experienced a lot of sporting events in North America, and obviously they're all great, but there is, maybe obviously I'm biased, but there is absolutely nothing like the World Cup. And the drama of, a draw where teams are looking at their destiny over the next, in next June is quite a unique.
Victor, I guess the one good thing is you really can't go wrong with this, can you? Because it doesn't matter who gets drawn with who, there's always some points of interest. You kind of go into it like that as FIFA going, there's no wrong way. Well, we lost Victor. And that's all right. We appreciate the fact that we'll see if we can maybe get him back quickly there as he...
It is Moscow, after all.
It is Moscow.
It's not like it's Coquitlam or something.
Maybe that wasn't the right at first question if someone was listening to it. The Putin after party. Maybe that put us on high alert all of a sudden.
He's been found out. We know where he is. Shut this interview down.
Yeah, well, we may try it one more time.
So we had a good run there.
We did. We've got him one more time. Victor, we got you back. Thank you for this. We'll make it short.
Yeah, Perry, be careful. You said Putin, and they cut the line there. So.
That's exactly what I just said while we lost you. I go, you know what? I shouldn't have went there.
Just stick the football, buddy.
Shouldn't have went there. The great thing is, Victor, there's no wrong in this today, is there? Because there's always going to be intrigue in whichever group of four you're involved in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got neophytes like Panama, who we know how tough they are in an interesting group. You got countries like Croatia that probably pound for pound have the best midfield in the world. Then you got your favorites like the Germanys and the Brazils, and then you got some countries that we don't know a lot about, but they have some very good footballers. Whether it be Serbia or Senegal or Nigeria. So it's every group has some intriguing aspects to it. Absolutely.
Victor, there's no group of death this time around, but in your opinion, what is the toughest group in this draw?
There is no group of death, but there's two groups that to me are really interesting. One is the Germany group with Mexico. That to me, it looks with Sweden, who knocked off Italy. That looks like a tough little group. The other group, to be honest with you, that's really interesting is a group that has Poland and Senegal, because they're all kind of like at the same level, in my opinion. Like, they're all pretty solid teams, and that's going to be a really competitive group. So, but you're right, there's no real group. There's no group that you say, well, that's a group of death. There's nothing obvious that way.
Okay, and we know why you're there. You're repping CONCACAF. Who's your best chance to make it out of the group? I know Mexico's been the heavyweight, but is there somebody off the radar that you think could do some damage at the World Cup from CONCACAF?
I think... it's kind of interesting because last World Cup, if somebody would have told you Costa Rica went to the quarterfinal, you would have said, you would have probably said, have another drink. But the reality is that anything, as we know in football, anything can happen. But I'm really interested in looking to see what Panama does. I think Panama, for a long time, has been an interesting team in our region. They're a gritty team. And you know what? Gritty teams usually do well in tournament-style play. So I'm really looking out to see what Panama does in this World Cup.
Is the host country happy with what they have in Group A with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay?
Well, I was sitting beside the Prime Minister, Vitaly Mutko, and he had a pretty good smile on his face. So I think they're pretty happy with their draw.
Hey, Victor, we appreciate this. We know it's late. Go back there. I hope safe travels back. And the countdown begins, my friend. All right, there is the president of CONCACAF, Victor Montagliani, joining us from Moscow, site of the World Cup draw today.
Watch what you say on the phone, Perry.
Listen, I thought of it. Victor thought of it. Thousands of miles away, that maybe that was the wrong. They're sitting there. Dom, could you do all your accents? Could you do the Russian phone operator watching and listening to Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, knowing I said something wrong.
Someone named Perry Solkowski mentioned Putin. Cut line, cut line, cut line.
There we go.
Buzz and Motors.
You may not be that far off. Thought it was innocent enough, but maybe that was the wrong way to go. But excitement there. You make a good point where Vancouver soccer fans will be watching what Kendall Waston doing. Such a big job for him. So that will be fun to see him go up against Brazil, Neymar, and all the talent that they have there. I still think Germany is the favorite.
Oh, every time, Barry.
They are.
I think France. If you look at France's team, they look stacked. They're always stacked, but especially this year.
Yeah, and Australia, Peru, and Denmark. So they
couldn't finish the job against Portugal at the Euro Cup without Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's been a while, though. It's been, Pogba's better. Oh, there's some good pieces there.